Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, I'm Kevin Elbaum, Park City, Utah. We moved here a few years ago, and I'm the co-owner of Audrey Rose Jewelry with my wife. The business is mainly based out of LA, but we are up here working remotely.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start your business?
Yeah, before doing this, I owned a Facebook ad agency, and I owned that for a while. I was doing Facebook ads since 2009. So I was like one of the original people and was having a lot of success with a lot of e-com businesses. And after I sold that, not a big life-changing sale, but you know, whatever, decided I needed to start my next business with a founder. Too many flaws to do it on my own. So told my wife, wanted to do something with her. She was at Helmut Lang, with like just like a great fashion sense and like really understands product and brand, which I don't. I had an inkling I wanted to do jewelry, but I wanted to do fashion jewelry just because I like things like, you know, the size for shipping and stuff. And my wife was like, no, we're gonna do fine jewelry. She had like a real passion for it. I really cared about like the product. So I just like basically from that point forward, product was sort of her domain. And yeah. That's what we did.
So I guess for you, right? I mean, being a media buyer, then going into this, I mean, it's probably been a fairly smooth transition because you have all the experience where a lot of business owners like have a challenge of running ads. Like, you know how to do that. So has that kind of been the case in terms of scaling up your company?
Yeah, it's my area of expertise. It's like the thing I'm best at, which is good. I started doing Facebook ads in 2009. It's 2024 now. So I'm 15 years into it and I'm still running our Facebook ads. We have like tested agencies, but it never ends up working out. So yeah, in some sense, I kind of wish I could give it up and not still be a media buyer. But yeah, in the other sense, it's obviously a great background to bring to a business.
For sure. So I guess like what separates your business from your competition?
That's tough because it's very visual. So it's not something you can like easily describe, but my wife is just super creative and the designs are truly unique. So we're not for everybody, but when women see it, they either decide they love it and they're obsessed and they want it or they don't. And so it's just like one of those visual reaction type things.
For sure. But I guess like besides running ads, like have you guys gone to like trade shows or like, you know, in-person events? Like how have you like really gotten the word out about your business?
Yeah. So primarily digitally, Facebook ads, Google ads. We do offline stuff too, with catalogs and such. In terms of like trade shows, so we don't take Forex. A typical wholesale retail, you need a 4x margin, right? So that way you can make money and then the new retailer can make money. And we've never done that. Like we've always played it more like a true D2C business. And when you're dealing with fine jewelry, the materials actually cost a lot. So, you know, you can only mark it up so much because the gold and the diamonds, there's no discount on that kind of stuff. Right. For us, we've never been able to do retail or the trade shows and such. We've always just have to have been a pure D2C play. We're considering changing that in the future, but for now, we're just not set up margin-wise or anything for that.
For sure. So if you were going to make that change, you'd probably be sourcing different types of products with higher margins so you could actually, you know, be able to sell to retailers essentially, right?
Precisely, yeah. We would need like a new product line with a different margin set up. Exactly. Yeah.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in the business?
I think scaling it, right? Since in the post iOS world, our customer acquisition costs rose and never fully came back down. We're very different from most brands, right? We have a very high AOV compared to everybody else. So in this like post iOS world where everyone's dealing with signal loss, our signal loss is 7 or 8 times greater than everyone else's because our AOV is 7 or 8 times greater than everybody else's. So if Facebook only is only doing 4, 5, 6 conversions for us a day and they're losing half of them, now they have very little data to work with. Versus if you're a brand even doing the same revenue, you know, you might have 40 or 50 conversions and they lose half, and Facebook's still getting a good amount of signal. So our AOV hurts us in that sense.
Right. So I guess, like, in terms of revenue, it's like, what is your goal for 2024? Like, even if you can mention a percentage, like, where do you want to go from last year to this year to really scale up your business?
Yeah, we would love, we're just sort of trying to find growth profitably, right? Like, the dream is 50% growth. Is that possible? I'm not sure. We've been stuck around this level for a few years now. And you know, been trying different directions to kind of go to find that growth. We haven't been able to find, we've been able to manage to stay profitable and grow a little bit, but it's finding like those big unlocks that have been tough over the last few years.
Like, what different direction, like, have you tried? And I guess, like, what has worked or hasn't worked so far?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we've run like a bunch of experiments, but like, you know, we've tried some more offline marketing and we still are doing some of that. In terms of catalogs, we've done pop-up shops and we've had a storefront even. Those things have all been good to us, especially in fine jewelry with a high price point. It's really nice to meet your customers, talk to them, all the rest of it. In terms of scale, that's where it gets tough. And, you know, now you're managing a new set of employees. How many people want to work in retail anymore, work on the weekends? With jewelry, there's always like a theft risk, which is just annoying, to deal with, where you don't necessarily have to. If you have a t-shirt company, sure, you have shrinkage, but it's just different, just a different level of like insurance and risk. So yeah, we just end up kind of coming back to being digitally native. And yeah, that's sort of where we stand.
So it's kind of like this back and forth of like trying these different things. But at the end of the day, you kind of end up to where you started, which is basically your expertise, right? Which is D2C,
yeah.
Right?
Precisely. Yeah.
So in terms of D2C, like, if you guys look to other platforms, because like you mentioned Meta, right? But, you know, what about TikTok or X or even, you know, I mean, Amazon is a big D2C channel. So I guess, like, what have you guys looked at?
Yeah, that's interesting. For us, I don't know, for us with our brand and our price point, like things like TikTok are tough. It's just a younger demo. The things that are selling there are fairly inexpensive, or not, but just a normal price point. And we're trying to sell $700, $800, $900+ items. So that's always difficult for us. Amazon too, we feel like there's some sort of, and maybe there's not, and it's just us being pretentious, but we do sort of feel like there's some sort of brand hit and we're not totally like aligned in terms of like what the type of stuff you'd expect to find on Amazon. We are exploring other things like, you know, perhaps this is the first year we try Etsy. So things like that, where it is a little closer aligned on brand, but you also get like to open up a new channel.
Right. Yeah. I know like Etsy, even eBay has been good for jewelry. If it's kind of more one-off, people can discover it. You know, it's like interesting because some of the older demographics are more used to some of these channels, like an eBay, which many people don't use as often who are younger.
And for us, it's okay. Like even Facebook, it's like, well, nobody's, it's like, well, we have an older, obviously more affluent demo.
Exactly.
So we're fine going where they are. But yeah, it gets tough. And in eBay and Amazon have always been like, you know, places, whatever, where you find a lot of like knockoff stuff and such.
Right.
It's difficult when you're sort of trying to establish a luxury brand. You have to weigh things like where you want to be more so than maybe I'd like.
For sure. So I guess like obviously now people in 2024 are using AI in their business. So is that something that you guys are utilizing? And if not, like where do you think AI could help you in the future to help scale this business?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm kind of like, I'm more in the brick and mortar world, right? Like basically where I'm hoping it makes the biggest impact is in the software we use. So I'm not actively seeking it, but I am hoping to see some of these software costs come down some more. Like some of these apps, obviously, we all know, like there's not a tremendous amount of dev behind them. And so it'd be nice to see people like start being more competitive on pricing. So I guess I'm not actively doing anything, but hoping that it starts to sort of help our bottom line. As you see, like some of these softwares are so bad and we're all paying, you know, hundreds a month for whatever, various apps that Shopify won't integrate in their own sort of platform. So yeah, hoping it helps us there.
Well, like in terms of software, I mean, are they using like AI chatbots or things like that? Or like, where is AI coming into the
system? No, I've been testing them actually. It's tough. Again, we're trying to provide like a very high level of customer experience. So we do have like when you call our customer service phone, there's no like hold, we just pick up. Obviously we have hours of operation where we're not there, but we try not to do the thing where, you know, like when you call cable company, you expect to wait 30 minutes. And then same with like our chat, we try and make it so someone just answers and you're talking, you don't have to fight through that like kind of annoying part where you're just saying, repeating the word representative over and over again. So those things are, have been like, you know, we haven't been able to use them yet, but I do play with them and I find they're getting closer and closer to being very useful.
Right. So essentially like you like the frictionless and 24-hour AI chatbot, but in terms of like the functionality from what you've seen is not quite as high level and as personalized as you would like for your customers yet.
Yeah. If you're on our site and you're looking for an engagement ring, this is such an important purchase to you and you want to spend $5,000 and you just don't want to talk to a chatbot. There's certain places you go where you expect a higher level of experience and we're trying to provide that on our site. You know, this purchase means a lot to people and they've saved up for a long time for it. And it's quite different than most of the things you buy online.
For sure. So what would you say is like your top business priority in like the next few months as we're starting this year?
Yeah, I think we're getting, we do a lot of product drops. We drop product every week and we are trying to be better about cleaning up the site. So like, just not allowing it to just become an endless pit of product. So for every product we drop this year, we're also trying to remove product to keep it at sort of like a certain number. So that's a huge priority. And then we're doing like a bunch of cool like collaborations this year, which we've never done before. And that's an area where we hope it helps in, you know, a post iOS world. It's sort of a new way to get in front of audiences and find a new customer acquisition cost.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
That's a good question. I suppose as the landscape's getting harder, I mean, I wish I spent five times as much as in those early years when it was easy than I did. So that would be my advice to myself if I go back. If I was starting now, find ways, first of all, create like an actually unique product, right? Don't just sell like the same stuff everyone else is selling. And then find ways to like limit your inventory exposure. So that way it doesn't cost as much to get going. So make a cool product, then you don't have to order a million of them. If it's truly cool, people probably be willing to wait. And so, yeah.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Yeah, that's a good question. I see kind of, it feels like we went through three really crazy years that were all totally different in the past three. I don't think every year is going to be crazy moving forward. You know, the 5 years before that were all fairly stable. There weren't like these huge macro shifts. So I think this year we sort of returned to like a normalcy and it just becomes like a back to it was, right? Like a slow slog of grinding up. There's not going to be these crazy swings that we've seen.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, COVID was weird, very, very different, you know, e-commerce. I mean, things changed a lot within a few years. So
yeah, we had like the huge takeoff and then the crash back down to earth. And I feel like now if you've made it through those and you're not in a lot of trouble now, you'll just see a more standard rate of growth. And it's back to just that slog of trying to, you know, of 10% a year, 15% and trying to beat that mark.
Right, exactly. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, you can email me. Kevin@AudreyRoseJewelry.com is the best. I'm not personally on any social media. And obviously, you know, if you're looking at the actual product, Audrey Rose Jewelry is our Instagram handle. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Thanks. All right.
Talk to you. Bye.